All right, gang, it's time for our pre-show for today, Wednesday, the 10th of December. And this is the last show that we produce for you here from Florida. I mean from California, because we're on our way back to Florida today. So this is the December the 10th. Yeah, we're flying back today. This is right now. I'm in the air. I took off at 7:55 a.m. for Florida. It was a really, really good visit in California. I saw all of my good friends, hung out with my two buds, Don and Ray. We used to have dinner with each other like every 6 months or so. So we made sure that we took time to have dinner. And we had dinner over here in Arcadia at the Derby. And what's interesting about the Derby restaurant, Arcadia, I guess you could say, is a horse racing town, even though horse racing is now kind of fading away as a preferred spectator sport. But like any restaurant in Hollywood, or like entertainment restaurants where people would come by and say, hey, what are you doing? You know, what movie are you in? This kind of shit. At this restaurant, it's all about, you know, people were stopping by the table and talking to Ray because he's been in the training business all of his life, and he picked up where his father and his grandfather were employed and made professions. And so he was like, you know, every 4 minutes, somebody, oh, Mr. Bell, how are you? By the way, that wonderful horse you recommended, and this and that. So that was kind of interesting. But hanging with those cats is always a lot of fun. And I also had dinner with my sis on Sunday night. So I was able to see everybody. We had a good gathering of some of the guys up in Sierra Madre at the Wisteria restaurant. And I'll be coming back in early, middle of July, or not January, middle of January. I'll be coming back for other pieces of business, shall we say. Jackie and I talked. She was down in Miami yesterday doing some work for doing some TV work, and it was a long drive for her, like 3 hours both ways, but she was able to get some good work done. I was a little bit worried about her because she'd lost her phone. And she lost her phone the same way I lost my phone not too long ago, like 3-4 months ago, the one I was laughing about. She lost it in the car. You know, basically, her phone was sitting under the one of the seats, like the passenger seat of the car. That's exactly what happened to me. My phone fell between the driver's side seat and the passenger seat. So anyway, she found that. I was kind of worried about her, man. I don't know. How many of you guys like this? If you call your girlfriend to see if she's, you know, I don't know. Do you worry about, I worry about people. And I know it's probably just a neurosis that I've got. But if I can't, if Jackie hasn't called me or I can't reach her, or the phone's not picking up, I get automatically worried. And I know that that's just neurotic as fuck. You know, I know I'm just, you know, I got a problem there. But I do. But I keep a lid on it because I'm getting better at, you know, recognizing I'm being too much of a wuss. And as it turned out, she did find the phone. I called her this morning, like at about 5 a.m. I'm kidding. No, I didn't. But I did call her. She found the phone, so she was cool. So, yeah, man, we'll be back in the Sunshine State. Jane's down there with Thunder. Let's see. We did two episodes of Lil Kev. Did two character episodes, two character parts for two episodes. So let's see where that goes, man. I mean, I'm really hopeful. it's a good gig. I think it would be fantastic working for Kevin Hart, working on a show that he is ahead of and producing, because that cat knows what he's doing. I mean, he just definitely, everything he gets involved in, man, is a fucking hit. So it'd be cool to, and I saw Mo Collins, like I said, this is some people I know working on the show, so that would be an awesome, awesome thing, man. Now today, and I will elucidate for our non-subscribers, today we have the best of the Cuntington sisters, Rory McLeod. I don't know how he did this, but he has gone above and beyond, and he's put together a show of the best of the Cuntington sisters. So the Cuntington sisters are two sisters that live at Western Estates. They are two sisters that Steve Dooley, Bobby Dooley's husband, keeps peeking in their bathroom window standing on an apple crate. So as you know, Steve is a landscape architect or whatever the fuck he does. And he's always standing on an apple crate looking in on the Cuntington sisters. And this has gotten him into some trouble, not just with the Cuntington sisters, but with Bobby, obviously, the homeowners, and a whole bunch of shit. So let's listen today to that. That will be cool. Thanks so much, Rory, for doing that. I also recommended a best of. What I dig about these is Rory isolates show bits, show ideas, clips, characters. He isolates those and he turns them into best ofs, like the best of bathtub. And people have recommended things. I want to hear the best of voice crack, where guys' voices go like this, you know, when they get scared. That would take a lot of work, though. That would take a lot of work. All right. Coming up next, the best of the Cottingdale Sisters.